All right, we're all going to be at the bar getting tipsy for Hannah's birthday because it's Hannah's birthday today. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We did surprise Hannah with best friend Cindy.
Yes! Best surprise ever.
Cindy was literally texting me like, what do I wear? What is Hannah wearing? I got to figure out what show up. I'm like, we're on the radio. It's all good.
So nervous.
The girls wear sweatpants like every day in the studio. That's what I told her.
You know she's going to make me take pictures though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Definitely.
All right, so we're going to find out who knows you the best. Your show member family or Sydney best friend sister family, all right?
Okay, I don't know who's going
to
win this.
All right, so I'm going to ask a question, Hannah. We're going to try to match Hannah's answer. Nobody be peeking over at Hannah as she writes it down. There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Which show member would she give the piece to? There's only one piece of birthday cake left. Hannah walks in and is like, oh, dang, guys. Does she hand it to Kevin, AB, myself, or Alex? Who would she hand that piece of cake to?
Easy.
I thought this was an easy answer too.
On a show, everyone, show 3, 2, 1. I said Kevin.
Everyone said Kevin.
What is Hannah's answer?
You wouldn't give it to Kevin.
I kind of thought I was going to go to AB.
I'm flattered.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm always forcing AB to eat food and drink what I'm drinking.
Kevin's the one who wants it. Kevin would be like, please give it to me.
Kevin probably already would have ate the whole cake.
AB, I'd
probably give it to her because she probably didn't get a slice because Kevin was having so much.
You are cakeless, Kevin.
I know, but AB would then give it to me. So I think I win still.
All right. Hannah has a wild birthday night, guys. She gets crazy. Dancing on the bar. Things get left.
Fireball.
She ends up in jail.
Oh.
Who is her first phone call? This could be to anyone. Mom, cousins, baby Palmer. Who is she calling? Her one-year-old nephew. All right. I said best friend Sydney.
I said Sydney too.
I said sister Sarah.
Sister Sarah. Good answer. Sydney!
Exactly.
All right, so AB and
I
and Sydney have scored. All right. That means one of your sisters are probably disappointed.
Yeah. No, they probably leave me in there to teach me a lesson.
Mm. They don't want to deal with that.
All right.
Take care of babies.
This is a tough one, guys. Hannah's superpower is what?
I don't know the answer to this.
You got to answer it. Hannah has a superpower. What would it be? All right. I know my answer right away. Easy superpower. All right, what did you say, AB?
I said hacking.
Hacking.
Because she always tells us, like, she's like, oh, can I see your phone? Or, oh, can I see this? And if we say no, she's like, well, I'm just going to hack it.
She is.
Because she's insane.
Best friend Sydney.
I said finding out any information she can.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty good. I feel like similar, but I said she can read people. I think Hannah's a good reader. She picks up energy and vibes like better than anyone else I know.
I said the ability to talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place.
Really good. All of that.
Okay, my answer I think ties in with all of yours. I think I said everything in a summary. I just said stalking.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, that counts. We're all on the board. Okay, we have rounds 2 and 3. That really will describe Hannah's kissing skills and some of her biggest wishes in 3 minutes. We're commercial free and having some fun for Hannah's birthday. Her best friend Sydney actually just showed up at the studio and surprised her.
Woo!
We're going to open up those gifts that Sydney got for you in a second, Hannah. But first, we're trying to figure out who knows you the best. Best friend Sydney or your show family?
Ooh, I don't know.
Your best friend on the show, AB. Your favorite person in the world, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or really your favorite person, Kevin?
Yep.
So right now it's, 2-1-1. Kevin is down.
Yeah.
And AB, myself, and Sydney are all tied with 2
Oof.
Out of 3 questions. We have 2 more questions, and let's get personal. Let's get intimate for a second.
Ooh.
On a scale 1 to 10, Hannah would rate her kissing as what? Now, you have to think, what would Hannah say her kissing is? On a scale of 1 to 10, Hannah, you say how good of a kisser you are. We're going to try to match Hannah here. All right. I've got my answer.
Okay.
I will go first. I said a 2.
Oh, you said a 2?
I always say that Hannah's lame in bed. Don't I tell you that?
Yeah, Brett always is like, you're vanilla.
You're vanilla.
Know.
She doesn't mix it up. Know. Hannah's a simple girl. Burgers and Thousand Island dressing, Grey's Anatomy, and I think she's lazy in bed, and I think she's a lazy kisser.
I really don't argue with
her. See, I went the opposite. I said 8.
Okay.
I said 8.
I put 8.
No. I said 7.
Hannah, you gave yourself a what?
I gave myself a 5.5.
That's me! Closest with us.
You gotta have more confidence than that, Hannah.
You guys don't know Hannah like that. She's not a confident person.
No, I'm not a confidence person. I'm very humble and I'm very insecure. So 5.5.
You're such a lover. You love love.
Yeah. I love kissing.
Yeah, but I thought a 5 was a reach.
So did anyone win?
I got the point clearly without the
I think Brett is closest without going over.
All right, so you guys need this, all right? Hannah's blowing out the birthday candles. What does she wish for? Hannah's going to blow out the birthday candles tonight. Mm. What is she going to wish for? All right. Everyone's thinking. Best friend Sydney is trying to come up with something. You got nothing. Right. I answered right away because I clearly know Hannah the best in the room, obviously. All right. I will go first. I said something about work.
Yes.
She will wish something about work. It'll be work related. Hannah is always so career focused. I guarantee that she's going to struggle with not. She's going to say she's not going to do it. And then all of a sudden the candle's going to be out. She'll be like, I wish for this at work.
Yeah. I said similar. I said to stay at this job forever.
All right. AB?
I said less anxiety / be happy.
Okay. I thought that's where she would probably start the day. And then by the end of the day, she'd be overthinking and thinking about work. Best friend Sydney.
I don't want to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I want more gifts.
Best friend Sydney.
What? Are you kidding me? Okay. So I actually, it's funny because as you guys were all saying your wishes, I was like, no, damn, I'd wish for that. Like, you guys know me better than I did. I said happiness and health for my family.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I feel like that's me.
That's AB.
No, I love my family too.
I get the point.
Oh.
maybe she is only focused on herself.
I'm the only one that can love my family.
Yeah.
Maybe she is only focused on herself, actually. Maybe it is not family.
Uh-huh.
All right, so
and more gifts.
That was fun. Okay, so my best friend Sydney does have some gifts, and because she thinks you need to open up even more gifts, apparently. Mm-hmm. We're going to open up live on the air in 3 minutes.